It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
If you're a high school basketball fan, then you've been paying attention to what's been going on down on the coast over in McIntosh County. The MCA Buccaneers, the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers, have had a whale of a season. Last week, the Buccaneers got into the state championship game, fought their way all the way there, and ended up getting beaten by Savannah, who is also in their region. It's a really good story between Savannah and MCA this past season. Two powerhouses from 2025 in the same region, but we'll get to that in a moment. We're going to kind of run down the season that MCA had, because it was a really, really good one. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Golden Isles Collision. Yeah, we'll do that. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So the MCA Buccaneers, they ended up with a 26-6 record for the entirety of the season, 32 games. They finished in the regular season, counting the region tournament, they finished 15-1 in the region. I'm going to come back to that and one in just a moment. MCA got into the high school football bracket as a number two seed. The reason, and here comes the and one, the reason they were a two seed and not a number one seed is because they lost to Savannah, the team they lost to the state in the state championship game to. They also lost to them in the region tournament as well. And so they lost in the region tournament 56-46 to Savannah. So Savannah claimed the number one seed from that region, bumping MCA to a two seed. So MCA went into the tournament as a two seed instead of a number one. In the first round, they had Wheeler County, a three seed. They demolished them 72-58 in the first round of the GHSA basketball tournament. And again, this is single A Division II. And in the second round, or the Sweet 16, 48-35 winners over Taylor County were the Bucks. Again, a game that wasn't even that close. In the third round, the Elite Eight, another demolishment, 50-32 over Mitchell County. The Bucks then find themselves in the Final Four, and they knock off Greene County 49-41. They get to the championship game against Savannah. They go over to Macon to play that game, and they get downed 58-51 as Savannah claims the state championship, MCA the runner-up. But a huge, huge season for the Buccaneers. Again, 26-6 overall, 15-1 in the region. The only loss they had region-wise was to Savannah. Interestingly enough, so they lost to Savannah 56-46 in the region tournament. They lost to Savannah 58-52 for the state championship. But during the regular season, MCA actually did knock off Savannah. Back on January the 7th, they beat them by a point, 48-47. So going into that state championship game, MCA and Savannah had squared off a couple of different times, and the state title game was the rubber match. MCA won the regular season game. Savannah won the conference championship game, or excuse me, the region championship game. And then for all the marbles, Savannah 58-52 winners over the MCA Buccaneers. But congratulations to MCA. It was a fantastic season. 26-6 overall. A lot to build on, too. It's a team that's got some pieces coming back next year. I think they will again be a contender. You know, Savannah's a powerhouse in basketball. For as bad as a lot of the Savannah public schools are in football, they more than make up for it on the basketball and the hardwood side of things. Most of them are very, very good in basketball. Savannah's no exception. Traditionally, they have been a powerhouse, and this year was no different. So congratulations to the Savannah Blue Jackets, a state championship. Congratulations to the MCA Buccaneers, who went all the way down. And, I say all the way down, but, you know, all the way to Macon. To finish second overall. And if I'm being honest with you, I don't know. I knew that MCA had a good bit coming back, but I don't think it would be fair for me to tell you that I saw the MCA Buccaneers playing in the state championship game. I don't think that would be honest for me.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The McIntosh Academy County Buccaneers boys basketball team recently saw their season end in the Single-A Division II championship game. The Bucs fell to Savannah in the final 58-51. On their way to the final, MCA knocked off Wheeler County, Taylor County, Mitchell County, and Greene County in a 42-41 thriller. Congrats to the MCA Buccaneers on a great season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
In 2009, I had the illustrious benefit and honor to sit in a broadcasting booth next to the late, great J.C. Outlaw and call Camden County games. They won a state title that year, by the way. And one of the conversations, J.C. and I became very good friends, and one of the conversations that we had during that season, and then many others after that, was J.C. Outlaw's desire, his dream, to implement a Camden County High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2025, that dream of J.C. Outlaw's is going to become a reality. The powers that be in Camden County have all banded together, and they have put together the inaugural 2025 Camden County High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And so some of the names, well, all of the names, the folks that listen down in Camden will certainly recognize, but there is definitely one name that the entire state will recognize, and so we'll talk about that. So the inductees that they're doing, well, I'll get to that in a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 in Brunswick, next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So the inductees into the Camden County 2025 Hall of Fame. Again, this is the inaugural class. So, you know, they've got five folks that they're going to induct, or five entities, that's a better term, entities that they're going to induct. And I'm sure we'll see, you know, more along the way. You know, Glynn County does this too. And I'm sure there are other counties that do it that I'm not aware of. Camden County right now, they're planning on doing it annually. Glynn County did that annually for years, and now they do it semi-annually. Every couple of years, they have a Hall of Fame class go in. That is headed up by Kevin Price, who does a really good job with that in Glynn County. So the inductees for the Camden County class, the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch High School State Championship team. I'll tell you why with all of these in a minute, or kind of give you a rundown. Frank Smith, the 1985 girls track and field team, Livonia, quote unquote, Stump Mitchell, and the name that most folks are going to recognize from this list, former Camden County head coach Jeff Heron. And I'm sure, you know, when I'm thinking of, you know, possible names to be inducted into that Hall of Fame, I'm actually a little surprised in this inaugural list that we don't have J.J. Green on this list. But I'm sure at some point J.J. Green will be inducted. If you're not familiar with J.J. Green, he holds just about every record that there is at Camden County. He played running back. I think he holds the single season yardage mark. I think he owns the career yardage mark. He played running back for the Wildcats, played defensive back for the Wildcats, and was a deadly punt and kick returner. He did it all. He went on to play, well, he initially committed to go to Georgia. They wanted him to play defensive back. It didn't work out. He transferred over to Georgia Tech and played running back for the Yellow Jackets. All right, so the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch High School State Championship team, they are getting inducted because in the county of Camden, which is way in the southeast corner of the state, that was the first ever team to win a state title, period, from the county of Camden, from Camden County. So they are being inducted, this team, the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch High School State Championship team, because they won the first ever state championship team or state championship in Camden County. Frank Smith. Now, this is for the folks that live down in Camden. This is a no-brainer. For those folks that don't live in Camden, I'm going to have to explain this a little bit. So Frank Smith is also getting inducted into this inaugural class, Mr. Wildcat. Frank passed in 2012. He was a long, and I mean long time president of the quarterback club down in Camden, which is basically their booster club. It's the, you know, it's the group that raises funds and gives money to the program to provide food for the kids, equipment for the kids, travel for the kids, all of those things. Frank Smith was the president of that group forever and ever. Now Anthony Romano, from my knowledge, the last couple of years has taken that mantle, and from what I know, he's been doing a really good job as well. So Frank Smith was a guy that was very much in the forefront of Camden fanship for the football team, but also a lot of back behind the scenes, a lot of things that Frank Smith did to advance the program, the Camden County Wildcat program, to where it is today, which of course is, you know, a national brand for high school football. They are known throughout the country. They are probably in South Georgia, there is no argument. They are the most prestigious program in South Georgia. Well, maybe there's an argument over there with Lowndes. I don't know. Valdosta, obviously. I take that back. In South Georgia, it's Valdosta, and then Camden. But in Southeast Georgia, Camden is the standard. They're the barometer. So Frank Smith had a lot to do behind the scenes of getting things moving in that direction, including a big hand in hiring Jeff Heron way back in 2000. And, of course, three state championships during that 12-year tenure that Heron had at Camden. Frank Smith was very instrumental in making that happen. So he's being inducted for all of the things that he did behind the scenes, for as much as the things that he was kind of doing out in public. The other, another team that's being inducted, the 1985 Girls Track and Field State Championship team. I mentioned that the very first, the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch High School State Championship, that was the first state title in Camden County, period. The 1985 Girls and Track and Field team, that was the first ever state championship for Camden County High School, all the way back to 1985. So they're being inducted because they were the first ever to win a state championship in any sport for the Wildcats. Lavonia Stump Mitchell. Some of you guys might recognize this name. Running back at Camden, played at the Citadel, and to this day he owns the record for the most rushing yards in a single season and the most rushing yards in a career at the Citadel. 1,647 yards in one season and a grand total in a career at the Citadel of 4,062. Mitchell was drafted to the NFL by the St. Louis Cardinals way back when, before they had more than when they had more than seven rounds. I think he was a ninth round pick, something like that, ninth or tenth, somewhere in there. He played in the NFL with the Cardinals from 81 to 89. He wrapped up his career in 1990 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then he got into coaching, and it's an impressive resume. Head coach at Morgan State, and then he jumped to the NFL, coached with the Seahawks, the Redskins, the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Browns. So he will also be a part of the inaugural Camden County High School Hall of Fame coming up in 2025. The last member, as I said, the last person getting inducted, as I said earlier, most folks are going to know this name that follow high school football in any capacity. Jeff Heron, 32 years as a high school football coach. These numbers are video game numbers, by the way, that I'm about to read off. 312-54, his overall total record, an 85% win, 85% winning percentage. That is second all time in the state of Georgia, 12 straight region championships when he was coaching at Camden. Pretty much every year he was there, they won the region. There was a streak that they had when he was there with Camden where they won 58 straight regular season games, 58 in a row in the regular season. That's five seasons of undefeated, not losing a game, and almost a sixth. So almost for 6 years in the regular season, Camden did not lose a football game while Jeff Heron was the coach. That is unbelievable. State championships for the Wildcats, 2003, and then he won back-to-back in 08 and 09 with the Wildcats. He also has two more to his credit, too. He won one in Oconee in 1999 and then headed up to Grayson up in Gwinnett County in 2016 and won a state championship there. So five overall. So Jeff Heron, also a part of the inaugural class, inducted into the Camden County Athletic Hall of Fame. Long overdue. Good job. Pat on the back to the powers that be down in Camden County. Something long overdue, something, you know, the J.C. Outlaw had really pushed for and tried to make some effort, could never get the stars to align exactly the right way. And so finally somebody and some folks down there picked up the mantle and put this thing together and got the folks together that they needed to get together and all signed off on this thing. It's a good thing. There are a lot of folks that have played at Camden County, not just on the football side, but have just been exceptional athletes. And, you know, another one I hope to see is the one who I just mentioned. I hope that at some point, you know, and I don't know what the stance is with this Hall of Fame with Camden on inducting media, but at some point, J.C. Outlaw's got to get into that Hall of Fame. I don't know how many 30-some-odd years he was the voice of the Camden County Wildcats. So at some point, he's got to be a name that is considered and eventually gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. Bryce Ramsey, another one that jumps out to me. J.J. Green. There's a linebacker, Jared. His name escapes me, but for the Camden County folks, they'll know who I'm talking about. He played in the NFL for a little while. He's a guy, too, that really needs to be considered. So There are other names that will definitely jump out and be a part of this thing down the road. But your first initial class, the 1960 Ralph J. Bunch High School State Championship team, Frank Smith, the 1985 girls track and field team, Lavonia Stump Mitchell, and Jeff Heron. Congratulations to all of you and to your families.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Spring is in the air, and so is engagement season. Let the I do's begin, and let the folks at Cunningham Jewelers get you there. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then it's time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. They will help you find that perfect, breathtaking ring, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It's starting to get real for college hoops. We have now entered the meat and the bones, the meat and the potatoes of conference tournament time. And there is no stronger conference than the Southeastern Conference as far as getting teams into the tournament, and I will talk about that in a little bit. But the tournament takes place. We're going to go over the seedings. I found one of the seedings, pretty interesting. But I mean, I get it because of the national polls. But for me, it is just a little bit interesting how it shook out. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun. Okay, so the SEC tournament is in full swing now. We did see, we've already got early rounds under our belt in this tournament. The seedings, they put Auburn as the number one seed. There should be no shock there. I know Auburn had that tough loss to Alabama in the season finale, but what Auburn has done over the course of the season, the entirety body of work, as they like to say, no question, Auburn should be the number one seed in the SEC tournament, and they still should be a number one seed regardless of what they do in the tournament and in the NCAA tournament. The number two seed, I think they got this right. They got Florida as the number two seed, and I think Florida is also on track to claim a number one seed in the NCAA tournament as well. This is where I get off kilter a little bit. The third seed, Alabama. Alabama's had a really good year. I don't know that I like them ranked ahead of Tennessee, who's ranked fourth. I think the Volunteers have had a better season overall than Alabama, but you go by overall body of work, and then also the national polls play a part in that too. So Alabama is your third seed, Tennessee is your fourth seed, and then you get into the 5-8 part of this. Texas A&M is your 5 seed. Kentucky ended up being the 6 seed. Missouri, a lot of folks like Missouri to be a dark horse to possibly win the SEC tournament and also to make some big noise and a deep run in the NCAA tournament. A dark horse for the SEC and a team that everybody likes to be their darling come tournament time. Big tournament time. 8, Ole Miss. 9 is Arkansas. Arkansas had that big win in the first round of the SEC tournament, which I think really helps their case to get into the NCAA tournament. 10 is Mississippi State. 11 is Georgia. Of course, we saw Georgia go out to Oklahoma in the opening round, 81-75. That is very significant for Georgia's chances to get into the NCAA tournament because there are a ton of teams in the SEC that are making a case to get in, and some of these bottom tier teams, as far as the SEC goes, Georgia was in that bubble. So we'll see what the opening round loss to Oklahoma does for Georgia's chances. 12 was Vanderbilt. They also went down. They went down to 13, Texas, 14, Oklahoma, 15, LSU, and 16, South Carolina. The only two terrible teams in the SEC are those two, LSU and South Carolina. Just dreadful seasons. South Carolina put out of their misery, 72-68 in the opening round by Arkansas, so they're done. Hopefully they can rebuild and get a little bit better than what they showed this year because they were dreadful. So 1 was Auburn, 2 was Florida, 3 Alabama, 4 Tennessee, 5 was Texas A&M, 6 is Kentucky, 7 Missouri, 8 Ole Miss, 9 Arkansas, 10 Mississippi State, Georgia was 11, they're out, 12 was Vanderbilt, they're out, 13 Texas, 14 Oklahoma, 15 LSU, and 16 South Carolina. In the opening round, of course, South Carolina eliminated, so their season is over. Georgia eliminated, and we'll have to wait and see if the committee values Georgia's overall work. Remember now, the SEC by far has been the best conference in the country. So Georgia ended up like 8-12 in conference play. We'll see what the committee does when you've got a league that's got so many teams vying for a bid. And, you know, what they did in a brutal conference, 8 wins in the SEC, 12 losses for Georgia. So they're on the bubble. It's also going to be interesting to see about Alabama and Tennessee, because I do think that both of those teams have a really, really slim chance at grabbing a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. They're going to have to go through and win the tournament to grab a number one seed, both of those schools, but I do think they've got chances. It's going to be interesting to see what Missouri looks like. Again, a lot of folks are on the Missouri bandwagon, even though they kind of stumbled coming down the stretch, did the Tigers. They didn't really look good at all. I think they lost something like 4 of their last 5 heading into SEC tournament play, so it's going to be interesting to see what they look like. But as far as just the pieces and what their roster and how it's constructed, a lot of folks really, really like Missouri. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see exactly what that looks like.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has 2 locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Don't get me wrong. I love high school football season, college football season. I love that time of the year. You know, when we get into the fall and the weather starts to change. It is one of my favorite times of the year. But here and now is absolutely my favorite time of the year. Spring is in the air, which means spring training baseball, Atlanta Braves spring training baseball. You know, the last couple of weeks I've kind of talked to you about the roles that some of the players are looking to fill, spots they're looking to fill. And this week I kind of wanted to take a little bit different approach, because I do like kind of giving spring training updates, especially because so few games are being televised for Atlanta Braves baseball. It's a very weird time for TV rights for MLB baseball, and I think you're going to see a big change coming. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I do think that there is a change on the horizon within the next year or two with broadcasting for Major League Baseball. Again, remember, not very long ago, Major League Baseball told ESPN to take a hike when ESPN was trying to renew their contract with Major League Baseball, and really a lowball offer from Major League Baseball standpoint. And, you know, they wanted ESPN to pony up some more money. And also, the interesting part to that negotiation that kind of got out was Major League Baseball wanted ESPN to promote their Sunday night game more and to also promote it differently. Major League Baseball felt like that ESPN was taking a stance of trying to target that Sunday night baseball to an older audience. And Major League Baseball is very dead set right now of trying to cater to the younger audience to grab some of these younger fans. And they wanted ESPN to change their target demo with the little bit of promotion they were getting on the network. And ESPN said, no, we're not going to do that. And so things broke down and Major League Baseball told them to take a hike. So, you know, just a lot of flux. The standpoint I'm going to take, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and Golden Isles Collision. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. I saw something online that garnered my attention, and I don't know that I agreed with it fully, but it was talking about breakout stars for the Atlanta Braves, and they listed for the upcoming season, they listed several players, and there were a couple on that list. I'm like, no, that's just not going to happen. I kind of touch on that as I go. But so I'm going to do something similar as far as breakout folks that I do think are going to have breakout seasons, but also some of the players in spring training that are vying for roles and what they've done, you know, as far as, and I'm not talking about the guys that are supposed to, you know, fill the utility infield role. I'm talking about key cogs, you know, that are going to be instrumental in whether or not Atlanta makes the playoffs. The first one is really interesting, Drake Baldwin. I believe that Drake Baldwin is a star in the making. I think he's, you know, he probably could use a little bit more pop so far at the major league level. Spring training, he has not homered yet, but he's hitting .368 with only one strikeout. And here's a mind-blowing number, a .520 on-base percentage for Drake Baldwin. That's nuts. Typically, in today's Major League Baseball, if you have an on-base percentage in the high threes, .370, .380, whatever, that's pretty good. For me, on-base percentage needs to be over .400 to have a really good on-base percentage. Drake Baldwin is getting on base more than half the times he comes to the plate. That's absurd in spring training. Question marks around Sean Murphy, right? He got hit by that pitch, broken rib. He's gone for at least the first month of the season. And Drake Baldwin more than likely is going to win that starting catcher position and get a chance to play every day. And if he plays well, I said this on last week's show, if he plays well, it's going to present an interesting scenario because the Braves are paying Murphy a good chunk of change, and they've got this young kid that if he hits, he's going to show that he's ready. That's been the knock. He's not quite ready. But if he's showing in spring training that maybe he is, and if he gets in the regular season and he hits like he's been hitting in spring training, maybe he makes the case that he is, and then, you know, that's a good problem to have for Atlanta. I don't think that even if Sean Murphy comes back that you can keep Drake Baldwin on the major league roster if you're going to play Murphy every day, or at least he'd be your main catcher, because you want Baldwin to play every day. So, you know, I think Baldwin starts as your catcher. Whether he succeeds or not, swinging the bat, when Murphy comes back, I think they send him down, give him a little bit more seasoning down in AAA, and then Chadwick Tromp comes up as the secondary catcher. And Tromp will probably make the opening day roster with Murphy on the IL as the backup catcher. The second guy that grabs my attention is AJ Smith-Shawver for what he's done in the spring training and spring training so far. Remember, he's trying to pitch his way into the rotation. Braves had two open spots at the back end for the 4 and the 5. AJ Smith-Shawver's had 3 starts, 3.38 ERA, only 3 earned runs given up. He's only walked 3 people, 10 strikeouts, and no home runs. The ball has not left the ballpark with Smith-Shawver. So he is showing that he is beginning to round into form and get close to major league ready. I don't think he's major league ready yet. 22 years old. I think that he could probably use at least maybe another half season down in Gwinnett, get some things right. But he's close, and it would not stun me if at some point, especially if the Braves had an injury in the rotation, that you saw Smith Shauver a lot during the 2025 campaign for the Braves. I was telling you about that article, right? And one of the breakout stars that this article predicted was Jared Kelnick. And I'm sorry, I am just not on board with this. Story behind Kelnick, former number, first round pick, I think it was like number 13 overall by the Mariners. 24 years old, they gave up on him. They shipped him to Atlanta. So, you know, Atlanta was hoping for big things. Maybe a change of scenery would have him realize his potential. What his potential is a 280, 30 home run type of guy. That is what Jared Kelnick is supposed to be. He hit a career high last year in home runs with the Braves of 15 and really struggled down the stretch. The last couple of months in the season just was abysmal. He was terrible at the plate. So far this spring, it hasn't been much different. He does have a couple of home runs. Jared Kelnick only has 4 hits in spring training. He struck out 4 times, and he's hitting 200 in spring training. And remember, in spring training, there are a lot of guys you're facing that are not major league caliber guys, teams that aren't going to make the major league team. And so, you know, if you're a regular, your average needs to be a little bit higher than 200. You know, it's one thing to face major league pitching every day, but you're not in spring training. So this is very perplexing to me. I do not believe that Jared Kelnick is going to break out. You know, I think the Braves took a gamble on him, rolled the dice, rolled the dice on potential. And to this point, Jared Kelnick had better get it together fast, or he's going to find himself as a fourth outfielder, or a guy that tolls away in the minors or is just out of baseball altogether. The fourth guy I want to talk about, Grant Holmes. 3 games, he's only got 1 start. He's going to be your number 4 starter. He has pitched his way into the rotation, and he was a long shot. He was a long shot. The favorites were Smith Shauver and Ian Anderson and Bryce Elder. Grant Holmes has pitched his way into the rotation. 9 strikeouts and 10 innings pitched. He's only given up 3 hits in the spring, and his ERA is .090, less than 1 run an outing. He's going to be your number 4 starter. So, you know, that was another guy that the article listed as a possible break, and I agree with that. I can see it. And he's pitched great ever since he's, you know, come onto the major league scene. He's a little bit older. I think he's in his late 20s, maybe early 30s at this point, kind of tolled around early in his major league or his professional career. Braves gave him a, you know, took him as a flyer a couple of years ago in spring training, and he has pitched lights out every time he's taken the ball for the Atlanta Braves. A person that is also going to be instrumental in this is Ian Anderson. So Ian Anderson, this is kind of a mixed bag. He's probably going to be your fifth starter simply because he's out of options and he's pitched okay. 4 games for Ian Anderson, a 2.25 ERA, not terrible. 3 earned runs, pretty good. He's only given up 4 hits. That's really good. 12 innings. Here's the problem with Ian Anderson. In those 12 innings, 13 walks. He's had a lot of problems with control and putting extra guys on base. For as well as he's pitched, he's got base runners everywhere. So, you know, he's out of options. The Braves have to figure out what they're going to do with him. I think he's pitched okay enough to garner the fifth spot, see what happens with him in the regular season. But believe it, Ian Anderson is on thin ice, and I cannot believe that I'm actually saying this 4 years removed from his World Series performance and the 2021 season where he was really good for the Braves. And here he is hanging on to a spot on the roster, not just in the rotation, but on the roster by the skin of his teeth. It's just completely mind-boggling. I mentioned Bryce Elder a minute ago. I'm going to stick with this theme because it's time to figure out what to do with Bryce Elder. 9 2/3 innings pitched so far in spring, 13 hits, 5 walks, leading to a 6.52 ERA. I think you've now got to reach a point with Bryce Elder where you say to yourself, he's not going to be a part of the future. He's not going to be a part of this rotation. We don't even know if he can pitch at the major league level consistently. He had 1 good half season, and he struggled every instant since then. Here in the spring, a 6.52 ERA. I think he's also out of options. But at this point, a guy that's got a 6 ERA in spring training, you can't put him in the rotation. You can't put him in your bullpen. You can't put him on your major league roster. I don't even know if you can put him on the 40-man. So Atlanta's going to have a tough decision on what to do with Bryce Elder. And unfortunately, you know, it may end up where Bryce Elder is released and, you know, someone will throw a flyer his way because there is some potential with him. You know, he projects as kind of a back end, maybe middle end guy. He's never going to be a one or a two, but pitching is at a premium in Major League Baseball and there's not enough of it. So, you know, I think the Braves will release him and somebody will take a flyer on him, give him a minor league deal and see what he can do. But I think he's done in Atlanta.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
SEC is loaded. We've talked about that already with everything and all the teams that they have vying to get into the NCAA tournament. By my count, I've got a possibility of 12 teams that have chances to get in to the NCAA tournament from the SEC. That's nuts. You know, remember back in the day where, like, the ACC was the premier basketball conference in the country with Duke and North Carolina. NC State was good. Virginia was good. Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, you know, all of those teams. Typically, back then, we thought the ACC with six teams, they would regularly put 4 to 6 teams in the tournament, and we thought that conference was a powerhouse because they were putting six teams in. The SEC is trying to get 12. The SEC is trying to get 12 teams into the NCAA tournament. That is nuts. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by DBM Roofing, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and Golden Isles Collision. Absolutely nuts. So I'm going to run down these teams. We'll go from highest to lowest, right? Best chance to least chance, and I'll kind of run this down for you. I feel like there are 8 locks from the SEC that they're going to get at least 8 teams in, at least 8, and I think there's a possibility for 12. So let's do this. Obviously, you've got Auburn, in my opinion, the best team in the country. 27-4, they will have a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Right after them, you're going to have the Florida Gators, also 27-4 on the season. The number two team, the number two seed in the SEC tournament. They will also grab, more than likely, a number one seed. So you're going to have two SEC teams with number one seeds in the big dance. Then after that, Alabama 24-7. I do feel like they're a lock for the tournament. Obviously, they're a lock for the tournament. I see them as a strong number two. Tennessee 25-6 on the season. I also see them as a solid two seed. Think about that for a minute. The SEC is going to have two number ones and two number two seeds in the NCAA tournament. That's just crazy. Texas A&M 22-9 on the season. I see Texas A&M as maybe a fringe three, depending on what they do in the tournament. They are definitely a solid four. They would be a solid four seed in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky 21-10. I see Kentucky as maybe a six seed. Maybe they get bumped up to a five. I'm not sure, but definitely a six seed for Kentucky. Missouri also 21-10. I also see them as a six. I could see where they could end up a seven seed, just based on how tough the SEC was and how many teams are getting in from the SEC. I think that's kind of why their seeding would be so low. But definitely a seven, and I could see Missouri grabbing a six seed as well. And the last team that I think is a lock from the SEC is Ole Miss, 21-11. And I see them also as a possible seven, probably more realistic, an eight seed. So I've got those eight teams in the SEC that I feel like are locks: Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Missouri, and Ole Miss. I think those eight teams are definitely in. Now, this second tier, there's three more of these. I've got three in the second tier, which I think are good chances. I think they have a legitimate shot to get in. Mississippi State 21-11, and if they get in, you know, I see them as a 10 seed, maybe a 9. Vanderbilt 20-12. You know, I 11 seed, right? And that Vanderbilt team's really good. I mean, that would be a tough 11 seed. Arkansas also, I feel like, is on that second tier. They did themselves a lot of favors by winning that first round game in the SEC. I think it helps their case a lot. 20-12 on the season. You know, who knows where their seeding would end up. I don't know that I would feel, I don't know. A 13 seed for Arkansas might seem a little low to me, but I just think that the math would kind of end up putting them there. You know, math is math. And, you know, if the math ain't math, then I just think that 13 seed, because of the way the tournament would fall, is probably where they would end up. And then on the second tier, teams that I think have a slim chance to get in, but still do have a chance to get in. So, by the way, that gives me 11. The eight locks I told you about and these three probables, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas, that would give the SEC 11 if they got the eight locks and the three probables. That's already 11 with just the probables. There are a couple others. There are two others that I think have a slim chance to get in. That's Oklahoma, 20-12 on the season. And, of course, they have that first-round win against Georgia, which I do think helps them. It will be beneficial in the eyes of the committee. And the other one is Georgia. Georgia, you know, looked great at the early part of the season. They've had a pretty good year, 20-12 themselves. And, you know, I think that they are right there. You know, they're one of those teams that's got the 8-12 record in conference. So, you know, they're under 500 in conference, but the SEC was just so brutal. I don't know that you can really say an 8-12 team in the SEC doesn't deserve to be there. I do think the loss to Oklahoma hurt Georgia, but one thing that Georgia can hang their hat on is the win over Florida. And I think if Georgia gets in, that's going to be the win that gets them in. That is a huge feather in their cap to be able to have a case, even to be in the slim chance. So Oklahoma and Georgia, I feel like, are the teams that still have a chance to get in from the SEC, and that would give the SEC 13 bids into the NCAA tournament. Do I think they're going to get 13 teams in? No, I do not. In those smaller tournaments or the smaller conference tournaments, you've got teams that are gonna upset and have upset teams that you felt like would win their conference and get in. It's a bid stealer is what it is. And where those bids will come from, because the SEC has so many teams vying to get in, the more teams that punch a surprise ticket to the NCAA tournament, the less teams the SEC is going to put in. And you will have that happen. So I don't think the SEC is going to get all 13 of these teams in. I think realistically, 9 or 10, I think, is where the SEC will end up. 9 or 10, which is still, I mean, that's still a ton of teams from one conference to get in. You know, again, those ACC days, when they were considered the powerhouse of college basketball, they were getting, you know, 5, 6, sometimes maybe a 17, but that was so rare. It was typically 5 or 6 that the ACC would put in. And now you've got the SEC, and I think you can legitimately say that they're going to get 9 or 10. You've got 8 locks. You got to figure at least one of these probables is going to get in, of Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. And again, Georgia and Oklahoma, you know, they're right there. So we'll see. So the 13 teams that I think have a chance to get into the NCAA tournament, Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Missouri, and Ole Miss, I've got them in. Locks. Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, probably. Oklahoma and Georgia, they have a chance to get in, but they need a very minimal number of bid steals
to be able to get in. This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The McIntosh Academy County Buccaneers boys basketball team recently saw their season end in the Single A Division II championship game. The Bucs fell to Savannah in the final 58-51. On their way to the final, MCA knocked off Wheeler County, Taylor County, Mitchell County, and Greene County in a 42-41 thriller. Congrats to the MCA Buccaneers on a great season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.